In fact, you are all our smart friends. Yes, indeed. What you are learning, what you are establishing within the heart is your right to be free to choose. You see, you can choose your smartness. You can choose at any time. You can go beyond your comfort zone and create your own reality. Yes? In fact, that is what we are teaching the channeler. She is assuming she cannot develop this skill, that skill. And lo and behold, the second she reaches out, the second she pauses and disidentifies with the egoic structure that has set the limitations, that has set the boundary forms, shazam, she is there. Now, we are bringing this information to your holy attention, to your arrival, because in fact, you have each arrived to the place where you too can demonstrate this same type of power, same type of ability, and scale to the mountaintop. You see, you are all being afforded the opportunity to play in the Garden of Eden. We kid you not. You see, your time has come, and your time has come now. We have shared this in our channeling. We will continue to massage this into your consciousness. And it is the truth. The truth is you have arrived at your new destiny. The energies are here for your exploration. However, if you choose to stay limited, if you choose to stay within the confines, within the boundaries of your own ego system, your own ego structure, the parables of the forefathers, the limitations that have been drilled into you, quite frankly, well, then you will continue to appear to be stuck. You will continue to seem as if there are no options, there are no outlets, there are no future choices of expansion. And this is silliness, this is heresy, this is outdated, you see? So it is quite important, dear ones, that you continue to stretch, and we marvel at the advancement of the channeler, and we marvel at the advancement of each of the channelers in which we are speaking, because you understand you are all fine channelers of consciousness, you see? It does not matter if you are programmed to perform these programs for others in a more formal setting, as we are demonstrating. The truth is you are performing the act of channeling every day, in every moment, as you choose to channel your inspiration, as you choose to allow yourself to be divinely inspired to say your truth, to speak your truth, and to create your truth. And this is the time to come to a place of solidarity. Solidarity with your highest awareness, because as you speak your truth, as you live your truth, as you divine the plan to assert your truth, in fact, the truth will unveil, it will unfold, it will bloom like a beautiful flower of the garden. But it is for you to choose it. It is for you to stretch out of the boundaries. It is not to come to you by false arrest. In other words, it is not going to arrive in a package without you doing the breaststroke. You do not get to the other side of a swimming pool unless you make the effort. You see, it is not going to come to you because you go to a channeler and they say, ah, we see you finishing the breaststroke on the other side of the pool. And so you sit, you play tic-tac-toe, you talk to your friends, you take a nap, and you wait for this final event to occur. Do you understand? Do you understand the silliness of our example? Now, we are not suggesting to any of you that you are lazy, that you are slowpokes, that you are, how shall we say, our channeler is preferring we not say our last word, so we shan't, because she is in charge. We jest, we kid, we play with her, we love her, we adore her, and we adore all of you, you see? Because as we play, as we jest, as we joke around, we lighten up the energy, we lighten up the vibration, and we open yourselves, we open you, we hope, we pray, we beg for you to lighten your way. You see, it can be a heck of a lot easier than it is as you permit it. So it is taking it to the extreme, taking it far out, wide, expansive. As you understand that this is your garden to play with, as you understand that as you push the button, the elevator will go up, you will begin pushing. You will push several at one time. The elevator will get confused, but that is okay. It will figure it out. Keep pushing. Keep stretching. Keep longing for your next step, because it is high time that you understand your future. It is high time that you get rid of your past. And the way you get rid of the past is you stop letting it define who you are in the present. You see, your past has nothing to do with what you're capable of doing right now, today, in this very moment, in the next moment, in the moment after that, because you are your divinity. You are stepping into your truth. You are reprogramming your time capsule, if you want. Imagine this, it has been programmed, and the program is quite outdated. And so there has been an upgrade. An upgrade has arrived, but you are the one that has to reprogram your computer. In other words, what you believe is possible for yourself, what you believe about yourself. Now, this is a big one. This is a biggie. This will make all the difference in the world, because as you choose to understand your divinity itself, you will break free of the limitations of the past. You will understand that, yes, you are no longer the martyr. You are no longer the sufferer. You are the one that is claiming your new reality. It is for you to go beyond the confines of your limitations. You have the power to do so, and how you do it, our channeler demonstrated quite early this morning. She decided to choose that she could play along with her husband's skill level, and she can determine how many will be at the session. And lo and behold, a number appeared. You see, she was delighted. She was kind of curious, is this the number? And she laughed at herself because she understood, of course, this is a number. The information was just waiting for her to recognize that she had the power to claim this. Do you see? It was not a new gift that she subtly manifested. She had the gift all along, but she was pretending she did not have the gift. We implore you to take this into your consciousness. We implore you to trust what we are sharing. We implore you to apply it to your own holy life, because you understand that you have gifts that are already there. We kid you not. They are not waiting for you to learn the skill set. They are not waiting for you to learn and to master some new contract, some treatise, something that you don't even understand the language. It is all there for your arrival. It is all there for you to wake up to the fact that it is your holy right, it is your divine right. It is your, one moment please. It is all there for you to arrive, to arrive at the awareness that what you seek is seeking you. We ask you to take this within your heart. Program it into your computer. Perhaps get a t-shirt, get some stationery. Put it on your dashboard. In other words, this is quite important that you understand this. That which you are seeking is seeking you. You see, there is nothing that is keeping you from it. It is your divine right to ascertain it, to attain it, to arrive at your destiny. So your job, if you will have it, if you will have yourself, you see, your holy self, is to claim that which you are. Now, these are just words, we understand, but as we are sinking into your unconscious, as we are programming you for your new reality, you will get this more and more. You will get this to the point that you will go for it. You will understand that what you believe here about yourself is false. Do you see? Now let us look at this. Let us examine this. Let us redirect your attention to this, because this is quite important. And this is imperative to the truth. For you to understand that you are much more than you believe you are, and what you believe you are capable of, in fact, has been upgraded. In other words, you are believing in the lies, but because you believe in them, you do not stretch yourself, you do not try, and you do not claim that which is on the other side of the boundary. Do you understand? So as you permit yourself, and let us do this as a group, let us allow ourselves to be more expansive. Let us allow ourselves to travel further than we have understood ourselves to be in the past, in the yesteryear. Because as you permit yourself to understand that you have a divine appointment, you must understand that it requires you to expand out of your safe zone, expand out of your limited broadcasting, expand out of your belief of who you understand to be. So it is like the animal that is the bird that has been sitting in the class of bears, you see, and it doesn't understand that it can fly, but it is a bird, and it has been told what it can do based on the lesson plan of the bear class. But the point is, it's a bird. It is sitting there with the bird. It has the capacity to fly all along, do you see? But no one has taught it of its abilities. And so this is it. You are the flock, you are the seagulls, you are the eagles, and you are the ones that are going to arrive, and you are going to fly out of this paradigm. Do you see? Do you understand? It is nothing that you need to do in terms of learning. You are already equipped. You are already the master. You are already the divine being of consciousness. It is quite imperative, therefore, that you drop the premise of the limitations of what you have told yourself, of what others have told you, and what you believe is possible. Because as you drop this, as you open up to the abilities and the willingness and the awareness that anything at all is possible, in fact, it truly is. It truly is, and this is what we are coming to. We are coming to a place where we are asserting the right for you to test your boundaries, for you to drop your limitations, and to open up to the present moment, to open up to your tomorrow, and to give yourself full permission to reveal to you what is possible to you. So we are going to make the request of each of the listeners at this time that you right now assert with us, expand with us, and allow yourselves to acquiesce, to attain, to be alert to all of the various transmissions, all the various new programs, new parts of your beautiful system of divinity, of light, to be revealed to you, to be assimilated with to you, and for you to recognize, for you to accept, for you to dream it into your new conscious awareness, because we are coming to a place where it is most imperative, it is most important that you start, you begin in earnest, if you will, to begin dreaming in your future. And the way you do it is to recognize your future is now. In other words, there is no need to wait another 10 years. There is no need to wait another 10 months. It is simply about claiming it in the present, about allowing yourself to expand, about letting go of what the neighbors think or what the relatives think, or even some of your closest friends. You see, you have one or two of you where you even have friends trying to keep you down. You see, stay at my level, because if you don't, you're going to challenge me to look at where I am and what I am not doing, and then I will feel safe. There are some of you that are in relationships that are actually sabotaging your advancement, believe it or not. And this is quite important. And we say this not in judgment. We say this not for you to steer away from them, but for you to simply to be practical and aware and to open up your beautiful eyes. Because as you recognize that there are others that are tethering you to the past, trying to keep you down so they won't be lonely, so they won't have to face their truths, you can simply untangle yourself from the subconscious messages, you see? It does not mean you don't need to interact with them, but you don't need to be lazy about it either. You can speak your truth and allow them to speak their truth, and the truth doesn't have to equal, it doesn't have to be the same. You are free to liberate yourself in a powerful way, in a strong way, and we are giving you free permission to do so, because even though there are the others that are stringing you along, trying to tether you down to the past, to the limitation that feels comfortable to them, in truth, their higher self is encouraging you to go for it. They're saying, go ahead and break that string, get a scissor, get an axe, get a saw, whatever it must be, because as you claim that which you are capable of, in fact, you hold the beautiful mirror, you hold a bright spot for them to understand who they are and what they are able to do, whether they choose to do it in this lifetime or save it later for another lifetime. Now, this will create a holy mess. They are just carrying around something that is due them. And their lives will tend to get more complicated as they go, because they are choosing not to pay attention to the present they are literally sitting on. But that is their karmic choice, and they have full right to do this. You see, it is a free will zone, and it is imperative that you understand this. And you do not need to feel bad about moving ahead while someone stays behind, because in truth, it all serves the divinity and all serves divine. It is for you to discover your own divinity, and you discover it when you are ready to do so. And what we are indicating to you, what we are bringing to you, what we are broadcasting to you, is the day has arrived, and the day has arrived now. It is not for tomorrow. It is not something to look at along with your piles of bills that maybe you will get around to next Tuesday, next Wednesday, next month. Oh dear, there goes the credit score. You see, it is not something to be pushed on the shelf. It is not something to take care of once you get your body in shape, once you lose a few pounds, you see. It is something that has arrived now on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis, and is simply waiting for you to explore. So we are going to challenge you. We are going to ask for you to see yourselves as the explorers. You understand? You weren't the explorers, the Magellans. You understand this? Yes, you understand what exploring is all about. Seek and you shall find. It is imperative at this time that you understand that you are the explorers of the new consciousness. Now, there's a responsibility attached to this. This is an action verb because exploring is a verb. Yes, exploring means to do. It does not mean that you sit there and you wait for God to grant his mercy upon you and shower you with your new gifts and new abilities and new life. You see, it is for you to explore. It is for you to test it out. It is for you to find out what is on the other side of the ocean. Understand? So we surround you. We surround you with our love and our faith, and we wish you good exploring. Now, what we would like to do is we would like to seal this pact amongst masters, that we are all going to be in agreement. We are all going to confer again and check ourselves out, see what we are up to and see what we are discovering. So we are surrounding you. We are surrounding you with an activation that will secure your safe passage, that will remind you to continue to feel safe to do the exploring, because there are some of you that are scared out of your wits. There are some of you that are frightened. You're still wanting to hide under the bed sheets. You say, if I explore, I will get shot at. If I explore, I will lose my head, or worse things, I will be burned at the stake. Yes? So we understand this. There are several of you that have the karmic imprints that are bringing this up for the karmic resolution, for the healing. Do not doubt yourself in this lifetime. You understand these energies are coming up not to stop you, not to stifle you, but to challenge you for a healing and challenge you for an overcoming. So allow those energies to surface and to keep breathing. And as those energies surface, you simply do not allow yourself to be the martyr as you did in times past. But you bring these energies up for clearing, and you ask that they be removed, and you ask that they be removed harmoniously, and you ask that they be removed, releasing any judgment and applying forgiveness to all those involved in those centuries of times past, all those woundedness. Because as you do, you liberate the others from the karmic dream. You see, when you free your brothers and sisters through the act of forgiveness, through the act of kindness, through the act of liberation, you are liberating your own holy self. It is your own karma, of course. This is all your dream, presumably. So you simply ask for guidance. You ask for lifting, and you ask for clearing. Now, as you do so, what you are going to find is you are going to have the riddle of the ages. Are you willing now to stick your little turtleneck out? You see, when the turtle gets scared, his head is hidden, yes? It is time to put your necks out, dear boys and girls. In other words, the time has come. What are you waiting for? You are not waiting for the gods, for the sky gods to come down to the earth and save you, no? In other words, it is you, the gods on the present earth at the present time. As you are willing, as you are willing to go for it, as you are willing to explore your new environment, what you are going to find is you are going to be tickled, you are going to laugh, you are going to celebrate, because your gifts are here, they have arrived, your empowerment has been provided. It is for you to go exploring, to stick that little turtleneck out when you have the courage to do so and to discover that you have indeed arrived. So let us celebrate. Let us celebrate this time of renewal. Let us celebrate this time of advancement. And let us celebrate your courage, because you are going to find yourselves to be quite the courageous bunch. You are going to find yourselves heralding in the new future, what is possible for all others to see. And as you have the courage to try out your new gifts, your new possibilities, your new beliefs, in fact, you will be providing the tools, you will be providing the blueprint for many others of like-minded and consciousness to join you. So let us surround our brothers and sisters. Let us surround you in the hope that all things indeed are possible. We invite you to relax and to receive the attunement of the assurance that your time of change has arrived. Dear ones of the light, go forth in the confidence that indeed you are here to set the new tonality. You are here to set the new consciousness. You are here to advance and bring forth your Christ itself. Go in peace. It's taken me a few minutes now to come back down as I go more and more into those energies, which is really pretty cool. All right, so we are going to start with Miss Valerie, since it's like Hollywood Squares here, so we're on top. So we'll start with Valerie.
I found a beautiful new home that really just made my heart sing. To be in it, and you know, like, I have to manifest this, I have to make this happen. And then I found out it seems that it's unavailable. And I mean, I was really crushed, so I don't know if they have anything to say about that. Of course, you know, always whatever they have to say to me this week. I've already recovered, but if they have anything to say to that, otherwise, just their general what they feel I need to hear today.
Okay. And where is the home located?
Downtown Manhattan.
Downtown, okay. Yeah. How did you get a home in downtown Manhattan?
Well, I call this a home.
Oh, well, okay. So, apartment.
But, you know, it's okay. My home.
Okay, gotcha. No, of course it's your home. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to understand.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it's unavailable. Okay, so a moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Valerie.
And say one more time, please.
Valerie.
Well, we have good news to bring you. In fact, you have arrived at your new home. In other words, you are claiming a new destiny and you are bringing this forth to the forefront. So you are reviewing possibilities of ascension and looking for new residences, yes? In fact, you are claiming a new residence in a beautiful way, in a bold way, in a powerful way. And that is what this seeking is about. It is because you are looking at the external for something that is brewing within. You are deciding that you belong in a new residence, that you belong in a new vibrational pattern. And in fact, you are insisting upon it. So it is to your credit that you are dreaming this into your present reality in terms of forecasting your future. You can be assured that as you play with this dominant premise, in other words, as you hold this as your dominant thought, in truth, this will be brought forward most accurately, most definitely, and in a very timely manner. So play with this, contemplate it, have fun with it. And indeed, your new home is destined to arrive. Okay, so then the question is, are they referring to an actual physical home? I mean, I clearly heard that it was a new home in consciousness.
Right.
And that's why you were bringing in the dream material. But that my feeling is your desire is to also have a new physical location. That's correct. Is that
yes.
Correct? Yeah, okay. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
Thank you. I'm looking at this church. Goodness, it's in the city. I have no idea where this church is. And why are they showing me this church? You're not moving into a church, I don't believe. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
And you don't go to church. I don't think you go to church.
I sit in them.
You sit in them?
Yeah, I don't go to masses, but I like churches. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
Yeah. You do have opportunity to move, to have another residence. I feel like it's going to come to you through contact of somebody else. Like someone's going to mention it. Someone's going to have an opportunity. I don't know if it's a sublet. I don't know how that works. Oh, goodness. One more thing. Valerie, say your name again, honey.
Valerie.
Well, I know this sounds kind of strange, and yet I have to share it, that I have a list of these affirmations sitting here on the desk, and they're affirmations of chakras, and I had they had me compile it for somebody, and the one that's staring at me just happens to be, but this thing is like, it's like one-dimensional, two-dimensional, it's typewritten, but this thing is like coming out like this. And it says, I easily accept pleasure. So that would be, it's got to be the second, the sacral chakra. And say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Yeah, I easily accept pleasure. And just play with that. Allow that to ring true for you. And they're saying, like, you know, don't apply heaviness to it. Don't, like, force it. They're basically saying don't do what I do, because I think, you know, like a work dog or something. More so to recognize that to be an extension of your divinity and your divine right to create. You can manifest this. And I still see the church. I don't know why. I don't know if it's like you're going to be sitting in the church like you like to do, and it's suddenly you're going to be inspired where to look. Somehow the energy of the church supports your move, and I honestly have no idea why. But they want me to go back to their interests, which is you are creating your new energy spot in your current home, and you are bringing in like the masters and the higher energies, and they're saying that's very powerful for you and very important at this time, because that actually is kind of like the flame that's going to be igniting change in your life. So keep it up, be diligent. There's some word they used before and I can't remember it, but they were just like so insistent upon it. Let's not be fanatical about it. I forget what the heck I said, but be
persistent.
Yeah, like on target about it. Treat it like if there was a hurricane, not to make it a negative thing, but like if there was a hurricane, you would go get plywood. Well, you don't live in Florida, but we go get plywood if we don't have shutters. Like, you know, and you wouldn't dilly-dally about it. It would be like, you know what, to protect my property, I have to go get the plywood. And you would be insistent on it. They're saying be insistent on holding those higher energies, promoting them, you know, to the point where, how do I say this? Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Yeah, to the point that other things go by the wayside. So what if the trash doesn't get thrown out? What if you don't return the phone call to so-and-so? That this is the priority at this time, because you kind of build up like an energy, like a chi, and when you get to like a certain pinnacle point, it's like boom, then it's easier to maintain. So right now you're at that place of continuing to build it up. And so that's why this is like a critical time. And I don't mean critical in a bad sense, but critical in that this time really matters in terms of building up that focus, because then once you have a like critical mass, it's like boom, then you're just gonna normally be in that vibration.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. All right, Miss Michelle, you look so beautiful there. I want to go visit wherever you live. And of course, I live close to you, but it looks so pretty.
It's right down the right.
I know. It looks.
There you are. Thank you.
It looks so pretty. And how can we help you?
Thank you. Okay, so I think I've come to the realization that I just, where I'm owning the fact that I just have so much fear. Fear of losing everything, fear of just fear. Because I guess I feel stuck and sad and, you know, and I, and, but I'm doing so much, I feel, and trying. So having said that, I guess I just would like whatever is to my highest good around the energies that I'm feeling around.
Okie dokie. You're so cute.
Yeah.
You're so cute. All right, so mom. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Thank you. Indeed, you are coming to a place where you are at a crossroads, yes? In other words, which way will I go? Will I go right? Will I go left? How do I choose? Perhaps I will meet a strange fellow, someone I do not know, and I will get them to toss the coin for me. You see, you are so out of balance, out of kilter, you are forgetting who you are, and you are forgetting that this is all your dream. This is all your dream of karmic resolution. So it is for you to understand that this is not so much about who you shall choose, what you will choose, as much as you empower yourself, dear one of the Christ light, to choose yourself. You see, this is the name of the game, and this is really what it is all about. So before you go on with your quest to make the decisions in the linear, we ask you to take a stronghold on yourself and understand that all this is an externalization, can't get that word, but you know what I mean, of the unconscious material playing out. In other words, are you broken or are you fulfilled? Are you the ego or are you the Christ light? This is really the essential choice that must be delivered, that must be discovered, that must be chosen. And as you choose to quiet the voice, as you allow yourself to have fear, you see, fear is a no thing unless you decide to follow it. Fear will not bite you in the butt, shall we say, unless you decide to believe in it. So we say, allow there to be fear for a moment without the judgment that you have the fear. You see, it is a self-punishing tendency that is continuing to afford yourself the rights down the rabbit hole. As you understand that fear is simply an extension, it is a derivation of your truth. And as you honor your truth, you will establish the rights to your kingdom and you will have safe passage. What you have been avoiding, dear one, in a nutshell, is your true heart. You have been running on empty that you are not enough, and so you've been hinging on all the other sources of derived pleasure. Let me take pleasure in this, let me take pleasure in that. You've been looking out in your physicality, in your physical eyes, for far too long. Now, while there is much beauty, there is the beauty of the husband, the beauty of the child, the beauty of the sunshine. It is imperative to understand at this time that these beauties are only reflections of the beauty within you. You see, you are the chalice from which you must drink, and as long as you avoid this, as long as you presume that your ancestors are afoot, they are outside in the backyard perhaps in the neighbor's yard, let me go take a look. You see, you are avoiding the real crux of the situation, the real crux of your destiny. You are a beautiful nightingale. You are of the highest evolutionary stature. And this is what you are avoiding claiming, quite frankly. Now, you can keep denying this. You can keep running from this. You can keep pretending that this is not the case. And we will go ahead along for the ride because, in fact, you call the shots. You decide. You decide if you are going to awaken early. You decide if you are going to awaken late. You decide if you're going to awaken tomorrow or not at all. You decide. We ask you to take a look, however, at your bedfellows. In other words, who is it that rings true to you? Who do you delight? When you look at the channeler's friendship and you delight in her words, you delight in her fellowship, do you understand that it is a mirror of your own reflection, of your own Buddhahood, yes? When you delight in your fellow travelers of the light, you seek their words, you seek their wisdom, you read their books and listen to their recordings or what have you. Do you understand that you're simply talking to your enlightened self, your awakened self? You see, you still seem to think that these abilities, these recollections of your truth, somehow are residing in another. It is for you, pretty lady, to understand that this all resides within, and you are simply bringing to yourself reminders of your truth. Now, is there anything scary about that? Is there anything scary about stopping still and owning rather than denying what you find to be truth? True. In fact, the Christ lives within me. You understand? Now, what you are doing by playing this game of hide and seek is prolonging the inevitable, prolonging the arrival. And there is reason for this. There is a doubt that your life will stay status quo if you step up, if you merge with your strength. In other words, there is a bit of the safety factor in staying a bit helpless, by staying a bit stuck. You can understand that everything will stay the same. In other words, you are not thrilled with some circumstances. You wish they would go away, and yet you are coping, you are getting by. If you claim your truth, if you claim your wiseness, if you claim your bravery, if you claim yourself to be one that will know, well, this is threatening to your status quo. Perhaps I will lose some of my structures. Perhaps I will lose some of my associations. And this is what you are coming to. You're coming to a place of, do I want to deny who I am in order for everything to be the same, in order for me to continue to ride out my linear reality, my linear path, as I have accustomed to do. Now, what you're finding with the likelihood of the future, with the expansions of consciousness, is it is beginning to cause more problems than it is worth, yes? In other words, the light is getting lighter, the dark is getting darker, and the heaviness, quite frankly, that you have, it is almost like the albatross around your neck is squeezing the life out of you. It is because instead of residing, instead of answering your higher call, your higher wisdom, you are trying to ignore it. Go away, nobody is here, I can't hear you, that sort of thing. And so because of this, you are suffering. You are suffering more and more. Now, it is a bit like the premise of the froggy one, that if it is immersed into the hot water, it will keep adjusting the temperature. You understand the story. We hear the channeler tell it very often, to the point that it will become the froggy soup. Now, we do not mean to suggest that you are in hot water or that you are a part of a soup base, but simply that you can run, but you can hide. As you continue to avoid the truth is that you are a light, you are a star, and it is time to start shining. It is time to start acknowledging. Now, you may have fears. We understand this. We ask you to take your fears and simply give them to the angelic committee. Give them to your spiritual counterparts. Here, you can hold my fears while I go ahead and jump into the water. You see, it is not about waiting for the fears to leave. It is to understand that you can move forward even if you have some lingering fears. You seem to be waiting for a place of perfection before you get started. In fact, in the world of dualism, perfection will never arrive. So it is for you to go ahead and be strong. Be strong in the faith that the light will guide you. The light is powerful, and the light has ways of bringing good karmic resolution to all. In other words, are you willing to trust the light? Are you willing to trust your divine plan over the comfort of continuing with the structure of lower consciousness? In fact, that's what it comes down to, dear one, and it is a choice. We hope you choose wisely. We surround you with our love and light as you continue to walk in faith, as you continue to open up to your true ascended status. In fact, we have good reason to believe you have a historic breakthrough right around the corner.
Wow, Nicole, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, sweetie. And that's on recording for you, so it'll be there.
Thank you. I'll be listening again.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Norman. I hear you great.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm here today to say hello, but also because, I mean, you kind of know my story, and, you know, I kind of feel the frequencies. I'm doing a lot of meditation, and I'm working, and I'm doing everything that I think is right. But at the same time, I still feel tethered, bound, and the responsibilities financially of my divorce are like a rock. And so it's preventing me from sort of really opening up and expanding my life and opening it up to other people and other things.
Okay. And so you just mean from the financial aspect, correct? Did we lose you? You'll come back. It's almost like it got to him so much. He lost communication.
And he's sideways.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what happened. He was like, it was like, it's like a metaphysical hiccup. He's like, oh, this is really getting to me. I lost my balance. Okay,
we
so
we can't hear you, Norman. Actually, he's frozen.
Yeah, I know, he's frozen.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting for him. So I'm gonna go ahead and just give him a couple minutes to come back, even though I already know the answer. Yeah, he's gonna come back in a second. You know, it's just, I have so much compassion for him because, you know, when he tells his story and he energetically created that because he's so amazingly powerful, you know, we all, I mean, it's like, if I don't understand that feeling, I don't know who does. It's like, we all go through that where something just, it just feels like it's just going to topple us over. Like, okay, this one's going to win. And it isn't, of course. It isn't, of course. All right, so we're just going to give a second to come back. If not, I'll just go ahead and bring forth the answer. You know, but isn't that interesting that he's saying that those financial burdens are preventing him from doing what he wants to do and moving forward, and that's actually what he created in his experience. It's like those emotions actually prevented him from continuing with this group. So it's just like metaphysically playing out in his consciousness. Because again, this is just a dream of our consciousness. So they're reminding us to pay attention, and he'll hear this afterwards. They're reminding us to like pay attention to our experiences. And they're saying, you know, like with Valerie, I think Michelle's frozen too, look at that. They're saying with, I know. Okay. Yeah, look at that. Okay, so I'm just going to start talking, keep talking so it's on here for him. So they're saying with Valerie that you do such a beautiful dream, a beautiful, oh goodness, I lost that word. You do such, God, why can't I get that word? Anyway, you do really good work in terms of understanding the power of your dreams and of understanding that they're bringing forth messages of your unconscious. And so they're saying to claim your right and your ability to be able to do that and to extract that in our everyday experience. Well, Michelle's back. In our everyday experience, because they're saying don't limit that skill. Hi, Michelle. Don't limit that ability just for your dream state, because in truth, that's manifesting moment by moment in our like everyday awareness. So to go ahead and employ those very powerful intuitive insights. And so they're reminding you, Valerie, while we're waiting for Norman, that of how strong your intuition is, that you're able to extract that information from your dream states and interpret the hidden meanings. And they're saying to not only to start doing that in your daytime experiences, we were demonstrating with Norman that he lost the connection, but to also acknowledge, here's what they want you to do, Valerie, to acknowledge and to promote to yourself your strong intuitive abilities that you can, I can't get that word, but that you can decipher. That you can decipher things.
Discern.
Discern is a good word. Thank you. And to really promote that within your own self-concept. They're saying that, you're not losing the war, but that you're behind. You're behind in understanding exactly how intuitive you actually are and how intuitive you are operationally in the everyday consciousness. And they're asking you to pay particular attention and focus on that, because as you do, you're going to get better and better. So they're saying it's kind of like me, where, you know, I could channel up the yin yang, but it was so weird. It's like Lewis, my husband, it was like he like played this guessing game. You're gonna have 10 members, you're gonna have 14 members, like, and he would, hey, Norman is back. Okay, we can go back to Norman. So let me just finish this thought. So and that once I decided that, like, once I claimed my right to recognize myself with that ability too, because I thought, well, if he can do it, surely I can do it too. Boom, I could do it. So they're saying to do that. So take that divining tool, take that ability that you're using for your dream time state, and start applying it in everyday experience, and also to recognize, to really recognize and honor and see yourself. Have that be a concrete example of your self-concept. Of exactly who you are, and that needs to be promoted and upgraded. Okay, so hi Norman, welcome back. You're in a different part of your house, I see. Okay, so what they were saying is to understand, let me go back to what they were saying to catch you up, and then we'll bring forth the message. So you were talking about how, like, the financial responsibilities were in fact kind of like tripping you up and preventing you from going forward. And the energy of that was so powerful that you actually prevented yourself from going forward in communication with this group. So in other words, they're asking you to understand the power of that energy, because that's how you were feeling, like it was preventing you from going forward. You actually could not go forward in the experience of this transmission, because, sorry, it's my, hang on, it's Mr. Cappuccino, here's the neighbors walking to their car. Yes, I know, oh, hold on, guys, there's a huge commotion going on. Come here. It's Lewis. Hold on, one moment, please. And Benjamin. Okay, so it's not the neighbors. Here I am blaming things on the neighbors. All right, so one moment. So we're asking you to be aware how powerfully consciousness actually creates and manifests in our everyday environment, for you to understand how powerful that energy is, and really for all of us to understand this. So anyway, so now we're going to get back to your message. So one moment, please. And we're just going to repeat all that whole thing just to bring it back vibrationally. So basically, it's the burden of the financial responsibility and how, what to do with that, and how to overcome that. All right, so one moment, please. All right, so I'm just gonna ask for one moment, because with all the distractions, I just need to bring myself up vibrationally. So one moment, please. Okay, and say your name for me, please.
Norman.
And say it one more time, please.
Norman.
And say it one more time, please.
Norman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are coming to a place where you are being afforded the rite of passage. In other words, it feels like you are up against the wall, right? Nowhere to move, nowhere to breathe. In fact, there is a, it is a feeling of a bit of a stranglehold. In other words, where is my power? Where is my juice? Where is my life force? What you are going to find is the way to break through, the way to seek freedom, is to release your need for the desires of the linear life to continue as you would see fit. In other words, as you have decided they should be, the expectations, yes? As you go for broke, quite literally, and give up your dream world, in other words, you saw yourself in a certain echelon, yes, a social, a certain social structure, certain financial affordabilities and so forth. This is the life. This is the life that I procured for myself in this lifetime. As you give it all up to God, let us say, as you give it all up to divinity and ask for your highest truth, ask for your highest blessings, ask for the highest good to occur for all. What you are going to do is find your, finding yourself stepping into a new paradigm, a new place of focus, a new procurement that will bring you life changes, that will bring you long-lasting fulfillment and joy beyond your wildest beliefs. Now, as it is seen, there will be a time of struggle. There will be a time of how am I going to pay this bill or the next. But it is a no matter, and we say this in great confidence because we understand that you are a wheeler dealer of the heart. In other words, not a shyster at all, but one that is willing to work with spirit to manifest, to create whatever is due. And as you pay the last bill, as the last dime is spent, and you are left without the material means to require you to acquire your entertainment, to acquire your dream vacation. What you're going to discover overnight, quite frankly, is that the dream vacation is brewing within your consciousness. In other words, you are being invited to take a leap of faith and enter a brand new world, vibrationally speaking. Now, you are a spokesperson of this vibration. You are a spokesperson of frequency. And as you ignite the flame, of the heart, which burns brightly, which burns lovingly, you are going to discover a new paradigm. You are going to shake some tail feathers and rock and roll. Now, we mean this in the truest sense. You will understand when these new abilities, these new forecasts arrive. Now, from this place, From this place, you will develop your procurement. You will practice. You will study. Yes? A bit like the channeler. Come, join my meetup group while I test out my gift, while I excel and continue to increase my abilities. You will be doing the same in another manner of speaking. Now, as you continue this path of discovery within rather than without, you will not be forgotten. In other words, you will be bleeding in. You will be bringing forth the sign of the times. The sign of the times is karmic resolution, yes? So it is out with the old, in with the new. The old paradigm is shaking you up. It is no longer working. It is no longer bringing you the good fortune that you are seeking. This is the holy point. The old structures must go. The old paradigms and beliefs must go. And you are the first to get started. Now, you seem to be back into a corner and forced into this new discovery. In truth, that is how many inventions occur, yes? They are the mother of necessity. So in your necessity to find a new way to live, to win at life, to take a gamble on you, you are going to discover the inside treasures. Now, financially speaking, we have no... One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Norman.
Thank you. Financially speaking, we can assure you, you will be bringing forth the pretty penny, the pretty dollar bill. In fact, a wad of dollar bills. Your pockets are full, understand? So at the end of your maiden voyage, you can be sure, you can be certain of a safe passage. Perhaps you want to go on that cruise ship again or what have you. It is for you to feel fancy free and enjoy your life. But you will be enjoying it from a new paradigm, a new vacation spot, a vacation spot of the heart. Now, we do see you taking many trips, many voyages, and these are to share the wealth. And in other words, to share your tools of the trade. So it is a bit of jumping on board with your new life. there will be a bit of a blur between which is the vacation and which is the work, understand? And you will be enjoying every minute of it. You will be excited because you will not be waiting for your vacation to begin to enjoy life. Your joy, your life will be taken up to a new level of joy beyond your wildest imagination. So while you are frustrated, while you are angry at the gods for your predicament, understand that you are actually in the throes of promotion. So it is for you to get excited about this leg of the trip, for you to get excited about the journey within, because what you are doing is bringing forth the journey of a lifetime.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. So here it is in a nutshell. Yeah, I see the challenges that you have. I do feel like you're like a bit of the magician in that, because you're so you're just very magician-like. You have the ability to call in additional resources. So in other words, I don't know how your commissions work, but you have the ability to work with spirit to make sure the bills are paid or get another case or whatever, however that works for you. So you have the ability to do that. I don't know that you have the ability to suddenly get rich by doing that, but you have the ability to get by, let me say it that way. Now, through this period, it's also a period of awakening, because it almost feels like a period of famine. When I say famine, I don't mean that you're not going to have food to eat. I just mean that it's not going to be like as cushy as perhaps your ego self would enjoy and appreciate. but that in that period of being without, that's when the miracles happen. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't be, incredibly rich and have a miracle happen. But for somehow you having this period actually is helping you to reinvent you in a very powerful way, that your guides are working with you quite diligently. Your dream time state is very, very powerful. Very, very, very powerful, because you're working on developing abilities or remembering abilities and getting ready to bring that to your conscious self. So you're going through, I feel like you're like an adolescent right now. Adolescence is like crazy. You know, it's hard, it's frustrating, it's not always easy, and yet it's a time of discovery. It's like a time of discovery and witnessing who you really are versus what you've been told. So like adolescence, like my parents say this, but this is how I feel. Like, you understand that struggle? And so that's what it is. The world's told you who you are, who you should be, what you should be aspiring to. But it's understanding that as the adolescent, but it's like, but this is how I feel. This is what's important to me. And you're in a place where you're going to be beginning to discover that. And that's actually going to be revolutionary for you. It's going to change your life. Your life's going to turn upside down. Again, I don't see any reason, in other words, because I know we've had this conversation, I don't see that it means that you have to give up normal functioning. I mean, you can still keep a mortgage job or whatever you want, but just in the sense of how you're going to understand life and how you're going to understand yourself. And also in terms of your abilities, I feel like, and I keep saying this to you, Norman, I feel like you're just going to explode in terms of what you understand, what you know. Your flower of life things are going to be, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you understand that better than I do, but it's going to expand. From that, you actually, it's like you're born again. I don't know how else to explain it to you. I just feel like you're born again in this just new consciousness, where it's sort of like, you know, when you're in duality, it's like, yeah, you're going to have dualistic problems because that's just the way it goes. But basically, who the heck cares? Because now you're understanding what this is all about. And it's so groovy and it's so purposeful and it's so wonderful. Like you couldn't just be more thrilled, you know, bills and all. Like, who cares? Because like, you finally arrived. And that's just how it feels to me. That's how it feels to me. So I don't have a magic secret about what to do with the bills or your alimony, but I feel so positively strong about that, about the success of your future. I mean, it's just not even silly, because this is how I feel. You have great intelligence. My feeling is you have like this great work ethic. You've got a heart of gold, and combine that with your like spiritual awarenesses that are simply just gonna totally open up. You know, like you have people all over the world that are suddenly opening up. It's like, I can speak this light language. I can do this, I can do that. You're gonna be one of these people that are bringing forth wealth, spiritual wealth for the advancement of all. And so from there, I don't know what you do with it. You do like workshops, you do healings. Like, I don't really know what you do with it, but you do something with it. You do something with it. And you are so delighted. I mean, like you trip over yourself with your happiness. Like, honestly, I see you that happy. It's like, oh my gosh, like you couldn't actually be happier if you tried, because you're just swimming in divinity and you're swimming in lightness. And I do feel, if it makes you feel any better, I do feel like that brings you extra income. That totally takes care of your whole financial concern.
Cool. So then on the romantic side, I just kind of leave that alone then for right now, huh?
On the romantic side, do we have a new lady friend that we want to tune into?
No, it's the same old one. Not old, but the same one.
The same one.
You know. Yeah.
The same one that lives somewhere else?
The one's in Chicago and I'm here. Yeah. That.
Okay, so we're not quite done with that. Okay, so a moment, please.
I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if I'm done with that.
He's got this little smirk on his face. So cute. okay, so you want to know what's up with that. Okay, one moment, please. You're even talking like the adolescent now. That's so cute.
Yeah, I guess.
It's so cute. Okay, so a moment, please.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Okay, and say your first name again, please.
Norman.
And say it one more time, please.
Norman.
And say it one more time, please.
Norman.
Okay. I honestly do not know how that works out in terms of the future. I sound like a broken record, Norman, I apologize, but I only get what I get. What I get is very similar to what I've already spoken, which is that those energies are supporting your advancement. The energies of the relationship are supporting your, Norman, say your name one more time, please.
Norman.
They're supporting your lightheartedness. They're kind of like reminding you who you are. They're reminding, you know, it's sort of like, goodness, not to put your marriage in this analogy, not to put it in this analogy, but what comes to mind, unfortunately, is, you know, if a guy goes off to war and it's just, it's hard, it's really hard. So when you come out of it, you're just frazzled. Your nerves are frazzled. You're burnt out. You're spent, you know? And so, you know, a family member says, here, let me foot the bill and we're going to send you to Hawaii. We're going to send you somewhere where you can just rejuvenate and just get back to yourself, get back to your true self. That's how the energies of this relationship feel to me. In that engaging in the playfulness, like I feel like you hadn't had playfulness in a really long time. Engaging in the playfulness, engaging with somebody that sees you so favorably, reminds you that, hey, yeah, that's who I really am. So nice for someone to notice, you know, that kind of thing. It's just rejuvenating you. It's bringing you back to homeostasis. It's bringing you back to who you are. It's really connecting you with you. It's like, I remember, I know this sounds so funky, but nevertheless, I remember, you know, meeting up with someone I hadn't seen like since high school. And it was like, I can't explain it, but having someone see you, how they remember you, reminds, when you see yourself through someone else's eyes, it reminds you of who you really are. And that's how it feels. It feels like so much of the heaviness of adulthood, you kind of forgot who you were. You know, you got so boggled down with the problems and this and that and everything else, that it just brings a lightness to you. Like, I see like lightness, merriment, love, devotion to truth. And it's like that Hawaii vacation for the veteran. It just You know, it's kind of like after Michael Jackson, you know, and of course he chose to leave the planet. But, you know, after his whole trial and everything, he went to some island that some prince owned, not prince, but somebody else owned, and, you know, to rejuvenate. You know, some guy said, here, come live on my island, get away from the world and get back to yourself. It's like that. It's like that. So the relationship is very, I see, it's they're calling it the fountain of youth. In other words, it's like restoring your soul. It's reminding you, it's bringing you back to your soul. It's good. Long term, I'm not being given any information one way or the other. Short term, it's like your lifeline. It's like your vitamins. Like it was very, there's a reason. There's a reason for it.
Awesome.
Okay. So keep Thanks taking your vitamins, I guess. Okay. Indeed, we surround each of you with spiritual vitamins of our own, yes? In other words, you are the movers and shakers of tomorrow. You are the ones that are choosing to go for broke and honor your divinity, honor your truth. Now, it does not come without peril. In other words, it does require faith. It requires, excuse me, deciding to claim who you are, being willing to trust that voice inside. As you do, as you claim it, as you explore it, remember you are our mighty explorers of God. You will remember and you will make a headstrong path that will lead you into new territories, territories that you are going to find long-lasting and permanent, territories that will clear the way and lead the way for many future generations to come. Until next time, we surround you with our love and our light and our continued blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.